Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Today, I want to introduce you to one of my favorite music bands, Ikimono Gakkari. So, Ikimono Gakkari is a Japanese pop rock duo that formed in 1999. And let's start with a popular song called Blue Bird, released in 2008. And if you're a fan of Naruto anime, you've probably heard this song before.
Mutual
was Blue Bird by Ikimono Gakkari. Now, let me share a little more about them. Ikimono Gakkari is a Japanese pop rock band formed in 1999, and the band originally consisted of three members, Kiyoe Yoshioka as a main vocalist, Yoshiki Mizuno on guitar and piano, and Hotaka Yamashita on guitar and harmonica. One of the things that makes Ikimono Gakkari so special is Yoshiki's talent for composing their songs. The band's motto is writing songs for a specified audience, so the melodies are so catchy, enjoyable to listen to, stay in people's heads, and are easy to sing. Another thing that makes Ikimono Gakkari outstanding is the main vocalist, Kiyoe's incredible voice. She has such a powerful and passionate singing style that brings the emotion in their songs to life. Whether it's a heartfelt ballad or an upbeat song, Kiyoe's vocals always match the songs perfectly. In addition, I feel their songs have a universal message that transcends all barriers. First of all, their songs often have no gender barriers. The main character in their songs is a person who is not limited to one gender, so many of their songs can be synthesized with by people regardless of gender. And in addition, their songs don't use words that only the same or younger generation understands, so they easily cross the age barrier. Because of the system of making music, they're a music group that plays songs that reach the masses. And actually, when I was in elementary school, I used to sing their songs with my classmates at school, but my parents also bought their CDs and listened to them often. My family often played their song when we went for a drive. So now let's move on to the second song. The song name is Arigato, which means thank you in English. This song is all about expressing gratitude and appreciation, and it's actually quite popular in Japan and is often played at weddings. It's a beautiful song that has touched the heart of many generations since its release in 2010. Arigato by Ikimono Gakkari. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese artists, Ikimono Gakkari, with you today. Let me tell you how to spell their group name. It's spelled IKIMONOGAKARI. I hope you like their songs and you can listen to their music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayu Sakamoto. Maybe you could spell the name just one more time.
Okay. IKIMONOGAKARI.
Excellent. So have a look for that. Just Google them online and you'll come up with the music from various places. Or if you have one of the streaming services, you can look for it there. Thanks so much for your profile this week.
Yeah, thank you.
Paper book and electronic books.
Hi, my name is AJ.
Paper books are more authentic, I guess, and electronic books are easy to carry. So if you're like a bookworm, it's easy to just keep up with all the book trends and everything. But I'm more like a visual person. I like to like, or like a hands-on person. So I like to have the book itself to be able to concentrate on everything. But yeah, the online book is not really for me. Even though it's good for textbooks, they're cheaper.
My name is Joshua. I think electronic books are more accessible nowadays, especially with how technology has grown. So I feel like they've become more popular in recent years compared to physical books. I would say at the start of COVID, I would say paper books. But as we transition through online, I would say ebooks now. I think it's just the convenience of having it on my screen while I'm doing my work. So it's a lot easier, yeah.
Hi, I'm Shivka. I'm a fourth year here at SFU. Ooh, I love a good paper book, but I do find myself using more ebooks recently just because it's more convenient and easy to read on the go. Like when you're on the bus, you don't have a whole thick book with you, just having your iPad and scrolling through, that's so much easier. But like the smell of the paper, if you know what I mean, from a real book, that's something I truly enjoy.
And the feeling of the writing is totally different from...
Yes, I feel much more connected to a book when I have it like physically in my hand as opposed to it just being like on my iPad. So yeah, it differs with papers too. Like when you're reading them for class, I read a lot because I'm in health sciences, and if I'm reading the actual paper in my hand, I'm like much more likely to remember it than just that on my iPad. So it's definitely different.
What is your opinion about paper book and electronic books?
My name's Sakaraj Garcha. I've only used online textbooks so far. This is my first semester, and I would say they're a lot easier, at least like in grade 12 when I'd have to be flipping through pages to find stuff. With e-textbooks, I can just hit Command F and like find the spot I'm looking for. So it's a lot more convenient.
How about paper book?
I feel like it's a lot more work and you have to carry them around, things like that. I'm not really a fan of them.
My name is Imani. I personally like electronic books a lot more. I would say just because I use all my technology, so I can bring my textbooks everywhere and not have like the heavy weight in my bag. I like paper books because I can write in them and I just like the feeling of them, but they are heavy and also more expensive usually. So I do kind of miss the paper writing, so I got a paper screen protector for my iPad, so then it kind of feels like paper, but I do really like the paper writing, which is kind of something I miss about the electronic books, I think.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
I am understanding you, but do you hear yourself?